Blog Talk Radio.
Pushing me on the welfare. I'm so tired
out to my husband. Gladys Knight put it so better in her words. Hold it back, using the attack against your will. If that's how it goes, child, I don't know. I can't conceive my life for real. It's like the private eye for the FBI. It's just as serious as a Ku Klux Klan. Yes, I'm going to talk about it about today. Those women and men, I'm not going to leave you out because you got some brothers that are doing the same, want the same thing. Today's topic is DHS, the State of Illinois Division of Child Support, the Godfather. Oh, my God. I'm going to stay on this. I'm going to stay on this until we can put a law together in place to do something different about how the system is going. And with enough people that want to help me on board, petitioning, this is not about being on television. It's not being about one of these things. This has to stop. Let me talk about me. I recall 31 years ago when I graduated 35 years ago. I graduated top 10 of my class. I went to college. I was engaged to my oldest son's father. It was and whatnot. And back in the 80s, money was not as up there then. My mom had told me to consider while I'm in college to get on welfare. I didn't want to do that. Because I heard stories about welfare after watching the movie Claudine. A lot of young women need to watch Claudine. Claudine needs to come back to the theater so the women can understand, these young women in this town can understand how things are going. And what my mama did was, you know, then they had the little food stamp book then. And I'm like, oh, Lord. But I'm in college now. I'm a college student. I was engaged to the son's father. It didn't work. So I already was out of church. So I wasn't in the church, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. I had backslidden that out. So now, that way y'all go back and talk. When you talk, get it right and let the people hear what I'm talking about so you don't screw up. Anyway, so my mom had me giving her friend half of my food stamps and paying rent to her friend as well as paying her rent and giving her something. So guess what I only had was like $50 left for food for my child and I. Now, I'm in school. I'm getting a little stipend. She didn't co-sign for me for school because back then, if you went to certain colleges, you didn't have to. So it was not a maternity school, a college. I graduated from high school, top 10 in my class. None of my family really supported me. Well, she had a baby, and she went on here anyway to decide that that's right. So, but that was wrong and it was foul. Well, guess what? That's why I haven't earned that degree right now. Thank you very much. But now, here, I had to go to the public aid office almost every 3 months. And it was never anything pre-planned. They just interrupted my life. While I'm in school, I would have to miss my classes because I had to run to the aid office, what they call it. Come in, my mother's girlfriend that worked with her, she said, oh, don't go in with clean clothes on. Go in with a T-shirt and some pants. Look like you need something. I said, why I gotta look like I need something? I'm just applying for public assistance to help me until I can get through with school. And I was trying to help get her mother's house because she already had her own issues with substance abuse. So now I had to go through this whole question and answer session. You know, where did you get the shirt from? Why did you get the shirt? Who bought the shirt? What? So I'm going through all of that. And then, you know what? This ain't going to work. So I went to child support five times. And the judge, and on Randolph said, well, you're going to get $300-something a month of child support. The father went back in and took it all the way down. They said $200-something, and all I got back was $88 a month. Now, back in the day, there wasn't a whole lot of money, but it still was not enough money to take care of one child. I didn't take the money to go buy my hair, get no hair done, all that stuff. I had my little size of money. I knew how to balance it out and stretch it out and take care of my child and my living expenses, of course, with my son as well. I got away from that for years. I'm like, oh, no, I'll never go back to that. Because through the child support system, especially here in the state of Illinois, if you go to court or if you miss court, they will try to affect and intercept your benefits, whether it's your cash, food stamps, or some parts of your medical. They don't want to give you because they knew that. Well, because they are sold. They don't ask you. They are sold. They don't ask. They are sold. So they turn around when I got married, of course, I worked and whatnot, and then I went back to college again, and then I was a housewife, and I was taking care of the children as my former husband was going to work. But when he decided to want to go and cheat and have an affair and mess with a mistress, which is a stripper, and went on about his business, then I had to go back to work, went back to college, oh, yes, and then my sister-in-law, ex-sister-in-law at the time, she said, go and put those children on welfare just in case the medical and child support, just in case he decides to want to get Alzheimer's and don't want to pay for the benefits. Well, we were married. So I hired a lawyer, and the lawyer went in and got me $900 a month and turned around. Public aid did not touch anything that I had because I already had in place. So you have a lot of women that go through. Not all women are lazy, traveling, and nasty. But what I don't understand is that when DHS are in court with the state's attorney, these states, the state's attorneys that are supposedly representing the Division of Child Support, they say something different when they're writing on the case. Now, I have a child whose father refuses to do right by him because he don't want the responsibility. And for 13 years, I've chased him with the law of doing child support. See him in all the meetings in the church. He preached and everything else. I made sure to let them know, well, I saw him. I see him all the time. I don't know what your problem is. So I got me a lawyer. And so when I got me a lawyer, the court system still getting mad that, well, you went and got a lawyer. Well, you told me it was my right. But yeah, but it still wasn't your right, but although you have a right. No! Stop, 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 stop. So now I know that there are thousands of women who are going through the same process. I told the lady, I said, you know, I have a daughter that's dealing with two guys with baby fathers and whatnot. And then the baby fathers, well, you need to tell them what, you know, blah, 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 blah. You need to tell us nothing. Anytime the Department of Human Services is giving aid to dependent families, what they do, they go through the system of child support to retrieve back what they compensated you, them, what they're giving to you, to give only you, here's a little love token of $50. Ain't nobody stupid. You can't raise no child monthly off no $50, and you get the bulk of the whole thing. So now they're saying in the state of Illinois that you do not have the right, although they tell you that if you don't go to court and you can't have legal representation, now they're saying in their own mind, not on paper, that you can't. See, this and a lot of young women end up getting off of welfare or their own welfare. They're working mediocre jobs, like maybe working at McDonald's, or they're trying to go to college. They walk into the aid office, they apply. Then you got these crazy, cracked up caseworkers. Some of them are cool, some of them are not. They look at you and they judge you. Then when you're going to school, tell us you're going to school. Why do you need to know that? Because we need to know. But I'm bettering myself. We need to be up in your business because we're giving you aid to the dependent family. So now, when these women or men who have custody of their child and or children, the welfare system, they're the godfather. The godfather will make up a lie and give the DHS what they want to hear. Because in the mindset of DHS, what do they say? Well, you didn't want to go because you didn't want to go. No, it's a thing called I have a life. You cannot micromanage my life. Well, I don't know when y'all going to have me in child support, so I guess I won't work, master, because I don't know when y'all going to have me going. I need to put my life on hold for 99 years until y'all decide to collect from this food. So my whole thing, there are numerous of women that are going through that, and my thing is it is not right, because the state's attorneys will literally sit up and will not tell the truth. So guess who I got to be with? Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Because if you're patient and the other parents and respondents don't show up, what does that tell you? He don't want to be found. But that other parent knows that they see him in a whole lot of other areas all the time. Why? Because he's a gump. He won't stand up for what's right, and he won't do what's right because what? He don't want to do what's right, but he's preaching the gospel. Sit down and shut up and lock his head up in jail and let him think about it and go through his work and take our hands up. See, that's the whole thing about it. When these men put their penis in places, now you can't have control over human nature. People make mistakes. Whether they had a baby out of wedlock, whether they had a baby when they were wedlock, whether they had a baby for a moment, it's still a godfather system. It's crazy. So women have to go through so much. When I was married to my first husband, mediating with the mistress and child support, I paid my attorney, I paid the $1,500, pound the cake, because I can't keep taking off of work. These women that work jobs at McDonald's or Popbellies or Chipotle's, wherever they work at, it's a job. They got a job, but they're trying to do better. But DHS and the Division of Child Support don't really give a damn, to be honest. They put your life on all kind of things. If you're sick, well, tell the doctor that you got to wait for your surgery because we just popped up with an idea of going to just have a court. A day of court, how many years? 13 years, 14 years? You want people to put their life all the way on you. Ain't nobody going to do that. That means that the Division of Child Support and DHS do not have a system that will conducively pay back child support. By the time they catch up with it, the man is probably dead or in the grave or in the senile home, and what you got left. That parent still don't get nothing. But you put the woman on if that man has touched the kids, and it's the same thing. Anywhere I go, it don't matter. But they put you down, circling their life around public aid and child support. That's not right. They're trying to get well. They're trying to get healed. They're trying to do things that make sense. But you govern whatever you feel, and you got a bunch of rugby state attorneys that sit up there, and they literally lie. Write down in words what they know that you have to say, that you and DHS want to hear. That attorney needs not to be in that courtroom. Maybe the civil court for other stuff and the death penalty court or another judicial floor, but you got these people that are state attorneys that literally will lie on your court papers to what DHS or however, whatever it is, different states, will lie. But guess who ended up getting penalized? The woman. Oh, well, since you weren't able to make it, although you had an attorney, we're going to cut half of your benefits from health care. Why? Because it's a punishment. That's a form of punishment? That's a form of punishment? But now you got to have health insurance. So what you want them to be on the whole show? Oh, see, and these women go through all kind of stuff. They dealing with trying to do right, come up off of what they need to do to be able to be better. They get sidebar. Young women and women around, and those men who have your children and you need publishers to help you. You need to not close your mouth. I am filing a petition. I want people to sign the petition because we need to go and bombard these DHS offices and the State Division of Child Support and make them be used to be godfather. Because what they're doing is that they don't even know. They think, well, we're hiring the state's attorney. The state's attorney is a liar. They will write what they want to write and come out the side of their mouth, not knowing if you're in a hospital, not knowing if you're in ICU, if you're on death row. They have no knowledge. They just assume. But they still tell you, you can bring your own attorney. They sit there, just to know my name, because they don't ask for no ID. They don't ask for no ID. You just sit there. You just think that you call somebody's name. When they ask you no ID, how do you know that person not sitting there? That mother should be sitting there just to see what y'all doing, and y'all sit there, y'all lying. Well, see, ain't nothing but a public aid course anyway. If they ain't gonna come, ain't nobody gonna come. And they'll throw it out. That's what they do. They lie. And then you got these women that are working, they take it off their job. Hey, what's the difference? You selling them to go to jury duty. What's the difference? You make the job give an excuse for jury duty, but you don't make the job give an excuse when these folks got to go in and out of court 9 or 10 times out of their life. to deal with all this foolishness because one man don't want to do what's right. Somebody, I'm just keeping it real. So now let's go back. With Claudine, she had children from previous marriage and an engagement. So she was forced to follow the man's role. That's why she said, hold it back using the attack to make me live against my will. And if you got these kids and we're giving you whatever and we're going to take our time because we just want to assume and whatnot, basically public aid assumes with no facts behind it. They used to have a man, they used to have a case of a come out to the house and go through your house and find a toothbrush and a towel, maybe a pair of shoes. They don't do that no more. So what they do, they go through paperwork and they sit up and they literally assume that what's going on. They don't know. They actually don't know. But when you do get the truth, you don't want to accept the truth. Now you got technology. No excuse regarding technology because what? You can find anybody you want to find. If you want to find it. Let's real call it. Let's call it what it is. So my whole thing is there's something to be done. You have state attorneys that sit up and literally lie to DHS about your case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. And I tell them they face they'll lie. Because I don't like lawyers that lie to the extent that you know that the person already is challenged with collecting the benefits from the state to try to make it, to try to get off, you know, to try to make their lives much better. But you choose the one to make their lives horrible. You don't even know. Because you on your $70,000 or $80,000 job as a lawyer, and then they sit up and wonder, well, how are you able to pay a lawyer? A lot of lawyers do stuff for people that's pro bono because they know they're going to win the case. Lawyers got more sense and more sense than you do. Yeah, they do. You know why? Because they know what to do. They know how to get you. They know how to get you, got you. Yeah, they do. Because guess what? They can find stuff a lot quicker than you do. So should the recipients that are receiving, or even if you're not receiving it fully, go and get their own attorney, or an attorney will do pro bono and collect and still be able to get their percentage? I think so. Because you cannot trust the state's attorney. The state's attorney already has a script for those who are collecting DHS benefit, a recipient, whether it's TANF or SNAP. They already do that. So the thing about it is that they don't have a durable system enough to even prove that they are capable of finding the person that literally owes that pay and child support. Now, you got women that work a good job and whatnot, and they're able to do what they need to do. But in this case, those who are recipients literally do not have the patience of the time to be dealing with foolishness beyond measure. And when you're doing this, all you're doing is causing people stress. Then they got to go back and wait a certain period to reapply for the benefits because of what? You turned around and the state attorney lied. That's what they do. How many of you all would sit back and take that message? How many of you all would lay back and take that message? You know these men or these women that are that owe child support, they don't want to be found. And you still give them information. Now with technology being as way it is, guess who suffers? The child, the failure of the system that do not have honest or honorable state attorneys that represent child support cases. Especially when you already said, and DHS has said, if you're unable to attend, you can have your legal representation there, the lawyer. So if they choose to get a lawyer and they know that 13 years or 14 years or 15 or 16 years, you ain't been able to collect, I bet you that damn lawyer going to find out where to go and get it at. Woo-hoo. Yes, ladies, I finally got to that topic. I did. I'm sorry I held off on it for so long, but I had people that wanted to know about that. because you got state's attorneys that literally are lying. Lying. Because they only give back the response and the reply that DHS want to hear so they can make their judgmental assumption. And they be lying left and right. Folks don't know how to read. That's why y'all need to go to school. Educate yourselves and know how to read and word. Because as I told a worker, I said, no, that's the attorney lied. So that's the attorney told my attorney, oh, this, we ain't been able to say this ain't nothing anyway. Uh-huh. See, that's what the attorney said. But when they wrote it, said, no. I said, who told you that? Now, lie about that. If it was legal, I'd break your tongue for lying. Because you're causing problems. You've got state attorneys who are judgmental about those recipients that are on disability, on except for those who are collecting disability, but they are on public assistance. They are prejudiced. Why would you have Department of State of Illinois, Department of Child Support, sir? Why would you have a judgmental state attorney already? Let's go with this now. I ain't done, and I ain't getting off my box with it. I will bring it back to you all next week. I am getting ready to create a petition, and any of you all that would like to have a, become a part of it, you may email me at drkatrinasanders@gmail.com. Send me your information. I'm signing a petition. But like Gladys Knight said, keep away from me, Mr. Welfare.
Keep away. They just keep on saying I'm a lazy woman. Don't serve my children and I'm meant to be anything. I must divorce him, cut all my ties with the heart that will make me say it's a hard, hard sacrifice.
Hard sacrifice.
Not having me a dirty man. Society gave us no choice. Silence my voice, pushing me on the welfare.
On the welfare.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm trying to prove my equal rights. So I make some mistakes. For goodness sake, why should he have left off my life? Oh, so keep away from it, Mr. Welfare. Did you hear me?
Keep away from it.
Oh. just made.